Thank you, and good morning. The political landscape for Republicans in the state of California has been a rough one since the beginning of the century, and for the first time since World War I, no Republican candidate will appear on the ballot for a U.S. Senate race in California. Currently, no Republican holds a statewide elected office, and the GOP is outnumbered in the state Senate 26-14 and in the Assembly 52-28. There are more than 18 million registered voters in California. Just over 5 million are registered as Republicans, and the difficulty of getting a Republican on a state or federal ticket has become more difficult with the use of the top two primary system that California now uses. Kamala Harris and Loretta Sanchez finished 1-2 in the Senate primary and will face off in November, and it's no different in the House. Congressman Jared Huffman easily won re-election by running away with Tuesday's primary. Huffman garnered more than 104,000 votes, and his closest competitor, Republican Dale Mensing, got just under 25,000. Jordan Christmas has news from Arcata.
A portion of Highway 101 in Arcata will be dedicated to Kevin R. Ebert, a local man who was killed in action in Afghanistan in November of 2012. An Arcata resident, Ebert graduated from UC Santa Cruz and enlisted in the military to become a Navy SEAL. He was leading his element to help U.S. forces who were under attack when they were ambushed. Ebert was fatally wounded by enemy fire. The dedication ceremony will be held at the Arcata Community Center on Sunday at 1 p.m.
Thank you, Jordan. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating 68-year-old Blue Lake man Roy Gibbs, who was initially reported missing by his family last week and on Wednesday was identified as a suspect in a child sexual abuse case. The Child Abuse Services team interviewed a 9-year-old Blue Lake girl who reported that Gibbs had molested her over several years. Warrants have been issued for Gibbs' arrest, including continuous sexual abuse of a child and aggravated sexual assault of a child. As of yesterday, you must be 21 years or older to purchase cigarettes and other tobacco-related and smoking materials in the state of California. State lawmakers raised the age limit in an effort to keep those 18 and under from using tobacco products, and the age limit also applies to vaping products and e-cigarettes. Another bill currently being considered in the state assembly would ban the sale of cigarettes and tobacco products in convenience stores, supermarkets, and liquor stores, and limit their sale to registered tobacco shops. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has introduced a new system for mass public emergency notifications, Vesta Alert. Residents can register for the alert system in various ways, by registering a landline phone number for voice notifications, registering a cell phone number for text and voice alert, or by email for more detailed text alerts. A valid street address must be provided for specific notifications for that particular area. For more information on how to register for the Vesta system, visit the county website. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Last year, Governor Jerry Brown signed into law the End of Life Options Act, a bill that has faced stiff opposition from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, but which also had broad support among Californians. Senator Bill Monning, one of the bill's authors, said that despite initial opposition, lawmakers were able to compromise on the measure that allows, with strict controls, a Californian to end their own life with the assistance of a doctor.
Simply stated, it will provide for a terminally ill patient who meets very strict criteria to talk with their physician and a second physician about whether they would qualify for a life-ending medication.
The bill was first approved by committees in the Assembly last year, but was then stalled last spring after Democratic lawmakers with strong religious constituencies objected to the measure. The bill forces no party, the patient, doctors, or hospitals, to take part. And Senator Monning pointed to Oregon, where only about 50% of those who qualify actually end their lives.
Voluntary for the patient, voluntary for a physician, voluntary for a medical institution, and a patient, even if he or she qualifies at their end of life, they may choose not to use it. We know from the experience in Oregon, a little over half of those who qualified for the prescription self-administered, but well over 40% did not.
California joins Oregon, Vermont, Washington, and Montana, where Death with Dignity Acts have been enacted. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.